Who applauds for your child? In fact, does anybody applaud for your child? If your child were asked who their greatest fan is, would they say, oh, it's my mom or it's my dad? They applaud. Who applauds for your child?
You're listening to Parenting on Purpose with Dr. Bob Barnes from Sheridan House Family Ministries. I'm Ruthie J., your host, and we've been going down this list of the 30 imperatives to parenting, today tackling number 28. If you've missed any of these programs that are on the list, you can find it all online at parentingonpurpose.org. Today we're talking about applauding your child, but don't you think with society these days and how some of us adults are behaving that we almost need more correction?
I think we need both. I think some parents are so busy today that they never take the time to find anything that their child is on spot on doing what they need to do. Because who put that there? Who left that there? Did you get your homework done yet? And a child can just live in this critical world. Yes, our children need correction. And yes, many of our 30 imperatives have to do with the word no and make you know me no. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, who's cheering? You know, a little child grows up. 2.5 years old and is walking and eating and talking and we're cheering and that's awesome and say that again and they get used to this applause and then all of a sudden there's no applause anymore and they're going to go find applause. I think some of the things we need to be applauding that we're not applauding is effort and making good choices. Often we applaud performance. Often we applaud running down the field or kicking the goal. Often we applaud beauty. Often we applaud grades. A lot of those things right there are really genetic things. You know, a high IQ, beautiful person, very athletic. What we need to be applauding, and those things are fine, but what a parent needs to applaud is effort. When you see a child turning a corner, that child is so used to walking in the door, leaving their backpack there, leaving their shoes there, will you call them back and say, okay, we have talked about this. If you leave it there, here's the consequence. Every time you leave it there, you're going to pick your stuff up and then go empty all the garbage cans into the big garbage bag in the house. Every time you do that, I'm trying to help you learn to take it where it needs to go because there's a lot of us in this house. And then when you see them get closer, I mean, just leave their shoes, but take the backpack and put it away. This is awesome. We're getting real close here. I think some of today's children are just screaming for applause, just screaming for effort. I'll never forget the story about this one kid, Eddie, at Sheridan House. And this was back 100 years ago when I was first there. We had these big bunk beds. And there was a law firm here in Broward County that actually, in Fort Lauderdale, that would, when they ordered paper supplies for themselves, they'd order paper supplies for us. And back in the 70s was the first time I ever saw those little 3M sticky notes. Mm-hmm. And so they would order those for us. And I have the best time with these notes. And I have a pad in my pocket all the time and a pen. And my goal was to find something. We had a house of 10 boys. And we just had one house back then, find something that for every child every day that they did well. You know, man, great job of taking your plate back to the sink. Great, and just go after.
And you write it on a sticky.
I write it on a sticky and put it on the side of their bunk
each
bed.
Night.
Yeah, for trying to find one for each child, and it was brutal for some. And this one kid Eddie, and this was I was really helped with this by my mentor, who's dead now, Dr. Frank Schrader, who was my major advisor in graduate school. And he asked me, how many positives do you think? I said, I know you're in a world of discipline at the children's homes, and I know you're in a world of boundaries, and I know you're excellent at setting up the discipline, but how about compliments? Are there ever any times when you give compliments? Oh, I'm sure I do. He said, okay, I bought you this. I want you to wear this. It was a wristwatch that didn't do time. You clicked it and kept a count. He said, I just want you to count every time you give a compliment. And I came back I was working on my dissertation. I came back to meet with him on it the next week. And he said, hey, before working on your dissertation, how's the counting going? And I had the watch on the counter. And I said, well, I forget to use it. And he said, really? Are you forgetting to use it? Or are you forgetting to compliment? Compliment yourself by using it. Every time you do it, that's a compliment. Keep track. I was shocked at how infrequent my compliments were. Mm-hmm. I was shocked at how I didn't work hard at finding them doing the right thing, finding the effort, finding them. So we had this one kid and he was a nightmare. This kid just made us crazy. And he probably should not have been in our program. And I had to work hard. You know, thank you for putting your shoes away. Great job of putting your shoes away today. And just anything ridiculous. I mean, you almost had to follow this kid around.
Thanking him for doing things he should have done anyway?
Yes, because he'd never been complimented for anything in his life.
Because of the situation.
Yes. Okay. And just finding anything. And he finished the program eventually. He was with us a long time. And I would put these things on their bed and no one would ever say thank you. And I don't know where they went. You know, I did it. And I was watching that balance off the other things I had to do. Okay, you didn't do this. Now you need to sweep. You know, it was starting to balance. And it was time for this kid, Eddie, to go home. And when it was time for him to go home, I actually was sitting on the side of the other bunk bed watching him pack. He opened a dresser drawer to pack his stuff, and I saw it looked like he stolen a pack of those 3M sticky notes. I found a whole big, thick sticky note pad in the back of his dresser, and I walked over while he was unpacking. I realized every note I'd ever given him, he stuck together.
Wow.
Didn't say thank you, didn't say anybody. He kept it, and he was watching me, but he took it out of the drawer anyway and put it and took it with him. Mm. That was major for him. It was a lesson for me. When I had children, I decided, you know, the mirror that they use in their bathroom, I'm going to use an erasable pen and write great job today of. So they woke up in the morning, they'd go in to brush their teeth, and they'd see on the mirror, great job yesterday of doing such and such. Great job of helping Tori empty the dishwasher. Tori'd see it and Roby'd see it. They shared the bathroom. I'd try to find one for each of them and try to remember to write things on that, which was interesting because they started using that mirror to remind themselves of things they need to do. So the mirrors got writing, okay, guys, at the end of it, we got to clean these mirrors.
Yeah, you got to see yourself.
Just wipe it down. It's awesome. And watch them keep some of those things. Mm-hmm. But I think today's child just doesn't get complimented unless they perform. Mm-hmm. And so that means today's child, if he's not a top athlete or she's not a top athlete, they will learn to perform for idiots and she will learn to perform for her boyfriend. And all of a sudden, we've got a problem on our hands. Mm-hmm. Our children need applause. Our children need to hear, that was great. And the way you said that, that was great. The way you didn't get goaded in to taking the bait and arguing with your sister was phenomenal. Mm-hmm. I just want to thank you for that.
I know, and I've worked with some people who are somewhat OCD, and I don't think I'm OCD, but I've noticed that I can be bossy sometimes too, and I'm kind of new still to this whole stepmother thing. And I noticed then that the kids will have their moments where they're being bossy too. And I'm thinking, why are they so bossy? And then I start thinking, am I like that? Wow, I am, you know, hold on, wait a minute, what cup are you? No, don't use that cup. Sort of like micromanaging so much, and I can applaud them for certain things, but do you think that there needs to be a balance even with the micromanagement too? Does that offset it?
I think we have to decide what really matters. You know, I'm the kind that if there are four of us eating at a table and we're going to get a pink cup for one of them, we should all have the same matching everything on the table. And there are moments in life when it really, really, really doesn't matter. And so, yes, we can start to micromanage and miss the bigger picture by making sure the table looks perfect or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. When it doesn't matter, we're just eating burgers. I mean, who cares? Mm-hmm. I think sometimes we've got to back up and actually say, whoa, that was creative the way you set the table. Do you want me to change it? You know what? Not tonight. That's creative. That works. We're there. Let's go for it. Mm-hmm. I know they know how to set it right. Mm-hmm. And so all of a sudden, I just think we need to back away every now and then. We need to, there are times because they're children, we're going to have to correct them. Mm-hmm. And there are times when my no means no, and they've still pushed to see if it means no. And right. There's going to be a consequence for that. I think there are other times when we just need to lighten up and say, hey, you know what? You did a really good job. I know you were discouraged by me today when I had to say, hey, you left your stuff there. Here's the guy. And you went and got the broom and did the sweeping anyway. You went and emptied all the garbage cans for leaving your stuff at the door. And I know you had to do it, but you didn't grumble. You didn't storm off. You went and did it. I want to thank you. And we're even complimenting them for the way they handle the consequence for something else. If they do it, if they don't, they get another consequence. If they go off with a horrible attitude and, wow, stop, stop, stop. And Tori, stop. Choose right here not to get any more consequences. Choose. And when she all of a sudden maybe does a minor eye roll, but walks away and me go, Tori, that was awesome. Thank you for that.
She's probably rolling her eyes
That's
again.
That's okay. But who compliments our children? Yeah. And then there's that one kid in the class that does everything perfect. Mm-hmm. And there's only one in every class. And our kids are, am I ever going to be anybody? Do I have to perform? Mm-hmm. No, you don't. You just have to try. Parents need to compliment effort. Parents need to compliment people trying. We need to compliment good choices, not just A's, not just soccer goals, not just beauty. We need to compliment. Hey, that's a great choice of what you're wearing out the door. Well, you won't let me. I know. And you didn't even press me to the wall. That was a great choice. And I want to thank you for that. That's a great choice. They need to hear that. Well done.
Mm-hmm. Do you think there are some personality types also, though, that need sort of extra applause? I know that they're like of my four stepkids, there's one that particularly likes the spotlight, likes to be given attention and lots of applause. Like, hey, did you see what I did here? And then, oh, very good. Okay. And their sort of applause neediness is fulfilled.
I think there's a difference between applause and spotlight. I think there are those that want to be the center of the universe, and I don't want to applaud that. I don't want to applaud their neediness for everybody else to revolve around them. Mm-hmm. But I do want to catch them in other moments. And for me, everybody has to handle this their own way. If they came, did you see? And I want to maybe say, you know, I did see, but before before I could say I saw you told me, you know, I saw you and that was awesome. And I'm sorry it took me a microsecond to say that was great what you did right there. So, you know, honey, you don't need to come up and say that. I saw. Come here. Let me give you a hug. That was awesome what you did. But mm-hmm. let me be the one to do that. Mm-hmm. It was awesome. And I also saw the greatest thing you did here is when you came out, you not only grabbed your backpack, you grabbed your younger brother's backpack. That was way cool. That to me, that's an A. You got an A today. Grabbing your younger, carrying the burden for somebody else. That was way cool because you saw them fumbling with their shoes to get to the car. Mm-hmm. Awesome. Choose what you compliment. Compliment when they're not the center of the universe. Mm-hmm. Compliment when you see them even do anything to remotely help the people around them. Mm-hmm. But make sure it's not just for A's. We need to give them A's for the effort of trying. That's mm-hmm. the word I'm looking for. Right. Yes.
What if you had the two different polar opposite personalities? One is the star child who loves to be involved in things and be on stage and just loves the attention, and the other that doesn't and is not as much a pleaser child, because mm-hmm. you have sometimes these star children that you almost like you're born to just attract attention, but you're also feeding it because you're a people pleaser. You love to see people laugh, and they usually get complimented more because they do more.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you keep that?
Well, I want to compliment that one not for being the center of the universe. I want to compliment that for doing other things. I want to come when I catch that child being humble. When I catch that child gets up and gets a plate, and me say, why don't you grab your brother's plate too on the way to the sink? And I want to catch that child serving the other child. We've got to look harder at mm-hmm. because the other child doesn't want to risk performance because I'm so tired of this sibling of mine. Mm-hmm. And so I want to sit on the side of the bed of that child at night and say, I was proud of you. You know, today, for whatever reason, your sister did this, this, and this, and heard this, this, and this. And I want to, people said nice things about your sister for this. And I want to compliment you. You know, you were sitting there and it was kind of all about her for the moment, and you were still awesome. And you didn't storm off, and you were there, and you were kind of, I don't know whether you were or not, but it seems like you were happy for her. Mm-hmm. I was happy for you at that moment because you got it. You were awesome. You know, I felt like you were even almost going to say something like, I was proud of you today to your younger sibling or whatever it was. And it doesn't matter. I was just proud of the way you handled that. It's difficult sometimes hearing somebody else. I want to tell you a story. I mean, Joseph's brothers couldn't deal with that in the Bible in Genesis 37 mm-hmm. and 39. Mm-hmm. And you did it. You were awesome today. So I want to thank you. Look deeply into that child, mm-hmm. the child who doesn't win all the time, the child who doesn't make great grades, the child who, and find something to say, well done, good and faithful servant. It doesn't, that verse doesn't say, well done, good and faithful winner. You know, it's
superstar.
Yes. Well, good and faithful superstar is even better. I think that the whole calling is to be a servant and finding them serving and finding mm-hmm. them making an effort and finding them trying and trying to overcome their temper and trying to overcome their jealousy and trying. And wow, you did it today. And that's a sit on the side of the bed sometimes at night and mm-hmm. go over that with them. And if there's two children in a bedroom, that's okay. Get one out of the bed for a minute and say, come here for a minute. Come on, sit down here with me. I want to talk to you. And mm-hmm. put an arm around them and just talk to them.
Mm-hmm. I've even heard of some moms that say, well, I'm careful not to compliment too much because I don't want to feed their pride.
Yeah, it depends on what you're complimenting. If it's beauty, 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 beauty for the little girl, then that's who she is. And why would she not strut her stuff then when she's all of a sudden got a little body at 14 years mm-hmm. old? If that's all it's been. If it's sports, 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 then why wouldn't I cut every corner to win, whatever it takes to win, whatever it takes? It's being careful what you compliment. If it's just performance, if it's just beauty, if it's just grades, and I'll never get those grades, so who cares? All of a sudden, I'm demotivated to try. I want to compliment character, and I want to compliment effort, and I want to compliment servant spirit. I want to compliment those fruits of the spirit. I want to compliment when I see a child risking, even when I've said, why don't you do that for her? And the child doesn't. I say, that was awesome. Well, you made me. I didn't make you. And you chose to do it. Mm. And you were great about it. And I want to thank you for that. I'm proud to be in the same family as you. You get it. We're slowly lifting up the things we're supposed to lift up. Be your child's greatest fan for the right things.
You've been listening to Dr. Bob Barnes from Sheridan House Family Ministries here on Parenting on Purpose. I'm Ruthie J, your host. And as we get close to the end of the list of these 30 imperatives to parenting, today we tackle number 28. You can hear any of these points. In fact, sometimes we have week-long series based on one point online at parentingonpurpose.org. If you want to find out more about Sheridan House Family Ministries, the many things that go on in the ministry and the resources that Dr. Bob and his wife Rosemary have put together to help your marriage and your parenting journey, all proceeds go to help the children's homes at Sheridan House Family Ministries. Find them online at shfm.org. We hope you'll join us next time as we wrap up the list. We'll be tackling numbers 29 and 30 of the 30 imperatives to parenting here on Parenting on Purpose.